Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday, and of course in the podcast section of EckertCenter.com, because I'm chatting with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kimberly, a great topic for families for the month of March, seeing your family members deeply. And I guess we're wrapping that up today.
That's right. So this is based on the beautiful book by David Brooks, How to Know a Person. And our final tip is caring families practice sitting and suffering together. That's a heavy one, but an important one. So in the middle of his book, Brooks tackles an important chapter on suffering. Brooks writes that sharing our grief and pain with others is how we overcome fear and know each other at the deepest level. Quoting Frederick Buchner, he writes, "It's important to tell at least from time to time the secret of who we truly and fully are, because otherwise we run the risk of losing track of who we truly and fully are, and little by little come to accept instead the highly edited version which we put forth in hope that the world will find it more accessible than the real thing." Ah, that just sounds terrible to me, and a lot of work to, again, keep up the mask. Brooke insists that character formation, something we as parents really care about, is not the solitary grunt work of the driven individual, but the warm mutuality of living life while seeing and being seen. As a psychologist, of course, this makes so much sense to me. As a parent, I have found this much harder to implement. My fear of my daughter hurting, suffering, experiencing hard times can really get in the way of me being a comforting presence when she needs it the most. I can miss her need and launch into what I call help me mode prematurely. This has been a dance that I still stumble in, but what has helped me the most is my daughter. She risks letting me know when I have misattuned and graciously gives me a do-over. This, of course, also happens with my husband. When the alarm bells go off inside of me, he's suffering, I need it to stop, I can launch into advice mode. Again, not with ill intent, but nonetheless, it creates a moment of disconnection and he no longer feels seen and heard. So here's the action. At dinner tonight, talk about personal experiences each of you have had when you were in emotional pain and someone was able to stay and be a comforting presence. Talk about how you as a family are doing with what we as psychologists, being with each other when upsetting feelings or experiences are shared. What is going well? What needs changing? You know, this whole process of being deeply seen and seeing others deeply is practice. It is something we can all get better at. And I hope Shine listeners will take time to listen to David Brooks, or to get his book, How to Know a Person. It's really worthwhile.
If you want to recap or review anything, podcasts are available at EckertCenter.com. That's where you can also book an appointment. And two locations in town, Kimberly?
That's right. We have the north location and our south location. And the great news is we also love to play games and do contests, and Shine helps us do that every Wednesday.
We like that as well. Yes, an opportunity for you to win a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. Go to our website, shinefm.com, click on the contest page, and you could be our next winner. And Kimberly, thank you so much. I guess we have a new topic coming for April.
That's right. And spring is just around the corner.
Looking forward to that and chatting with you again.
Thank you, Mike. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.